This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. For the Chanukah, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf Hashavua Masechta Nedarim. The Gemara is trying to identify the Tana of the Mishnah who differentiates between Nedarim and Nedaves. The Mishnah said on Daf Tes that if you say you want to make a Neder like Rishayim, the Neder is effective. If you say you want to make a Neder like Kisherim, the Neder is ineffective. If you say you want to make a Nedava like Kisherim, it's effective. That means there's a difference between Nedarim and Nedaves. Well, that doesn't seem to go like, not like Rav Meir, who it's his yard site tonight, and not like Rav Yehuda. Why? Because Rav Meir says the best thing is not to make a Neder at all. Second best is to make a Neder and to keep it. And the worst is to make a Neder and not to keep it. But it's better not to make Nedarim at all. Rav Meir doesn't differentiate between Nedarim and Nedaves. And the Gemara on Tesama Beis says, well, it could be, even be Rav Meir, and Rav Meir is not discussing Nedaves. But at this point, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says the best thing is to make Nedarim and to keep him. Worse than that is, then under that is not to make Nedarim at all, and the worst is to make Nedarim and not to keep it. But Rabbi Yehuda never differentiated between Nedarim and Nedaves, says the Gemara. V'boy seima, afil tem Rabbi Yehuda. Could even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ki am Rabbi Yehuda b'nedava. When did Rabbi Yehuda say the best thing is to make a neder and to keep it? He meant a nedava. B'neder loy amr. He wasn't talking about Nedarim. Aye, the Gemara says, v'hakatani toiv mizeh u'mizeh noidur mekayim. But it says, better than this and this is someone who makes a neder and keeps it. Not someone who makes a nedav and keeps it, but someone who makes a neder and keeps it. Says Gemara, Tani noidev umakayim. Instead, teach someone who makes a nedava and keeps it. Says Gemara, Maishna noider delay. What is special about nedarim that kesherim do not make nedarim? Duma asibali de takala. You might come to a stumbling. Nedava nami duma asu de takala. Nedava also, you may not be able to keep it. If you say you're going to bring this, you might not be able to keep it. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reason. The Amar who holds Adam mevi kivsasai lazara, a person could bring his lamb to the azara umakdisha and sanctify it there v'samech aleha and do smicha v'shechta and shecht it. So therefore, we're not worried that you might not come to keep it because you have this Eitzah. Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitase of what he holds, that a person could bring his keves to the Azara and sanctify it. Let's see the Ran. Tani noidev umakayim. Rabbi Yehuda darsh l'hu l'kroi k'rameir. Rabbi Yehuda darshins a pasuk like Rameir. D'toiv mizeh umizeh she'inu noidev kolekar. The best thing is not to make a neder at all. However, he argues on Rameir in terms of the following. The Rameir krad dinakat noider hu adin lenoidiv. When Rameir says the best thing is not to make a neder at all, the same thing would be not to make a nedava at all. Didei dafka noider, vel noidiv toiv mizeh umizeh. But making a nedava is even the best. So Rabbi Yehuda concurs with Rameir that it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and to keep it. But he argues, and he says that better than anything is making a nedava and keeping it. Why are we not worried that you're going to come to takala? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Shita, that a person could be bring the keves to the azara, be makdashid, and do smicha and shecht. It says, Gemara, tenach nedava de karbonos. This is all good, nedava of karbanos. So you bring it to the azara and you're makdash it. Nedava de naziros ma'ikalameir. What are you going to say about nedava of naziros? Says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei. Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reason. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chasidim harishonim, the early pious ones, the same guys who were waiting, who prepared an hour for tefillah, hayu misavin lahavi karban chatas. They desired to bring a karban chatas. They desired to bring a karban chatas because all the other karbanos, they could just bring them. They could bring an oil, they could bring a shlamim. But a chatas, they desired to bring every type of carbon. And there was no way for them to bring a chatas because Hashem did not allow them to stumble to bring a chatas. By the way, this seems to be a kasha on the Shita of Tosfos and Shas, that the klal of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala l'idei tzadikim is only for matters of eating. So here we seem to see that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala l'tzadikim applies even for Chilo Shabbos b'shoigeg, because it says they had no way to bring a chatas because Hashem did not allow them to stumble. Ma hayu oisin, so what would they do? Oim din, they would stand, umesnadvin, they would donate in a zero slamakayim, kedei sheyis chayiv carbon chatas, in order for them to come to bring a carbon chatas, because every nazar brings a carbon chatas, lamakayim. So that is the opinion, it's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase, that you could have nedava of naziros, and we're not worried that you'll come to takala, because righteous people were menadev naziros. However, Reb Shimon argues on Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Omer loy nadru benazir. The Chassid Marishan were not menadir benazir. El haroitzel havi oila. Someone who would want to bring an oila misnadev umevi shlamim. I'm sorry. Haroitzel havi oila. Someone who want to bring an oila misnadev umevi. He would donate it and bring it. Shlamim misnadev umevi. You want to bring a shlamim, you make an adav and you bring a toida, va'abar b'nei lachma, the carbon toida and the four types of bread, misnadev u'mevi. You make the adav and you bring it. Aval b'naziros, but by naziros, lo hisnadvu. They would not make an adav of naziros, kadei shalo yikru choytin, so that they should not be called sinners. Shenemar, like it says, v'chiper olav, and you'll atone for him, me'ashar chata ala nefesh, for having sinned against the soul. Let's see the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Amar, the ksherin misavin lahavi karbanis shel chayva. Ksherin would desire to bring karbanis of obligation. And because of it, him noidrin benazir, they were menader to be a nazir. Bekimin shel kavana zuhein oisim. Since they did it for a proper kavana, mikri nedava, that's called a nedava. By the way, this is the Ran l'shitase. The Ran learns that the difference between neder and nedava is, a neder is with subpar kavana, and nedava is with very righteous kavana. So, because they were misaveh. You see over here, there's a concept, you could have taiva for mitzvahs. You hear this? You could have taiva for mitzvahs. It's good to be a baal taiva, but you have to know what you have taiva for. Taiva should be, you have desire for mitzvahs. Just had an idea, you know, even, you could say, you know, but all the good things that we need to do, we need to emulate Hashem. Well, Hashem is also misaveh. We Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh l'tfilasan shel tzadikim. So there is a taiva l'taiva. So Chassidim Rishonim were misaveh to bring different types of chatois. That's what Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, that if a person sees they have a lot of taiva, they should not get down on themselves. It means it's a sign of greatness. Now you have to channel it for the right things. If you don't channel it for the wrong things, it could be a detriment. Okay. Anyway, dalid mine lachma chametz. We know with the carbon toida you bring four types of bread: one chametz and three types of matzah. V'gimel minim shel matzah, chalois matzois, rekikei matzois, revuchin. Says the Gemara. Amar Abaye Shimon Hatzadik. Shimon Hatzadik, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'Rabbi Lazar, kaper kulan shita achasein. They all subscribe to the same shita, the nazar choytei havi. A nazar is a sinner. Shimon Hatzadik, Reb Shimon Hadamrin, Shimon Hatzadik and Reb Shimon, like we mentioned. Shimon Hatzadik, we had on Tesamid Beis. Shimon Hatzadik said that a nazar could be a choytei if he becomes tamei. We had earlier that, according to Shimon Hatzadik, a nazar, Shimon Hatzadik said he only saw one righteous nazir. But in general, he could be a choyte. Says the Ran, Kulan b'shita achasein, miu loy amru mamish davrechet. It's not like all these three tanam say the exact same thing. The Shimon Hatzadik davke nazir tamei hu shenikra choyte. According to Shimon Hatzadik, only a tamei nazir is called a choyte. V'lav mishum demetzar atzmei, not because he distresses himself, el mishum demeschareit, but because he has regret. V'ilu l'Reb Shimon, but according to Reb Shimon, l'Reb Elazar HaKapar, afilu nazir tahar, even a tahar nazir, nikra chayte, is called a chayte, miu kulan shavin. meaning according to Reb Shimon and Elazar Kapper, every Nazir is called a Chayte, but they're all equal, the Ika Chayt b'Naziras. There is some type of sin in the Naziras. So Shimon HaTzadik and Reb Shimon, like we mentioned, Reb Elazar Kapper, Berebi, Reb Elazar Kapper the Great, the Tani, we learned the Rezer, Reb Elazar Kapper, Berebi, Omer. The Pasuk says, by Nazir, v'chiper olav, it will atone upon him, me'asher chata al ha-nefesh, for having sinned against the soul. V'chibe izeh nefesh chata zeh, against what soul did he sin? Ela, shetzir atzmei min hayayin. He distressed himself from not drinking wine. So let's make a kav v'chomer now. V'aloi dvarim kav v'chomer. U'mazeh shetzir atzmei ela min hayayin nekru chayte. If someone who refrains and distresses himself only from wine is called a sinner, hametzar atzmei mikol davar achas kama v'kama, someone who distresses himself from all types of pleasure, like a someone who takes upon himself a fast, certainly is a chayte. Mikan kol hayoshev b'tainis nekru chayte. So that is the opinion of Elazar HaKapar. Frek the Gemara, what? You're saying every Nazir is a Chayte? But this Pasuk is talking about a Nazir who became Tamei. How could you extrapolate that every Nazir, by definition, is a Chayte? The Pasuk is talking about a Nazir that became Tamei. Says the Gemara, V'aloi dvarim kavachayim. U'mazesh leitzir atzmei elamenayayi nikra Chayte. I'm sorry. The Gemara asks, "V'hadin krab nazir tamei ksif." This pasuk is by a nazir tamei. Says the Gemara, "Mishum deshana b'chetu," because he repeated his sin. Let's see what this means. In fact, the Ran explains the Gemara's kasha, "V'hadin krab nazir tamei ksif." The Reb Shimon ul Reb Elazar Kapper parech. We're asking according to Reb Shimon and Elazar HaKapar, the Ilul Shimon HaTzadik, according to Shimon HaTzadik, it's not a question at all. Because he, Taka, holds that a Nazir is only a Chayte when he's Tamei. The Iu Kamar Davka Nazir Tamei Nikra Chayte. He holds that only a Nazir Tamei is called a sinner. Mishum Deshana B'Chayt, Shetzir Atzmai, he repeated his sin, he distressed himself, and V'Nitma. And where do we learn this from? It says, I mean, it could have just said, me'asher chata, because he sinned, and that, then we would have known, because he was metame, he's a sinner. But it says, al nefesh. It sounds like he's a sinner because what he did to his own soul. What did he do to his own soul? He refrained unnecessarily from pleasure. V'yitur de al nefesh kadarsh. De'i mechit. If it was only from the sin of becoming Tamei, should have just said, for having sinned. Vesulai, that's it. Lai al ha-nefesh. Vesulai, al nefesh lamali. Why does it have to say, because he sinned against his soul? Sinned against his soul indicates it's because of what he did to himself. Namely, what did he do to himself? He refrained from wine. Now we start a new sugya. This is a sugya of kinuyei, nedarim, karbanos, charamim, naziros, shuais. Ha'imer lechaveres, ha'imer, one who says, koinam, koinach, koines, hareilu kinuyin lekarban. These are all nicknames for carbon. Cheirek, cheirech, cheireif, hareilu kinuyim lecheirem. These are all kinuyim for cheirem. Nazik, naziach, paziach, Harel kinuyim lenaziras shavusa shakuka or noider b'mayhi a neder to Moses. Harel kinuyim leshvuah. These are all kinuyim for shvuah. Says the Ran. Harel kinuyim lecherem. Now the Ran differentiates that there is a difference between the Galilee and Yehuda. In the Galilee, they didn't have so many kaihanim. So in the Galil, afilu b'stam. Even if you make a stam cherem. Aser, it would be Aser, and it would go to the Beis HaMikdash, Demashma Cherme Gavaya. If you remember on Daf Beis, in the beginning of the Ran says there are two kinds of Charamim. There's Cherme Gavaya, Cherme Kaihanim. In the Galil, there weren't so many Kaihanim. So Cherem Stam is referring to Gavaya, Lefisha in Makirin Bechermei Kehanim. In the Galil, they didn't recognize Chermei Kehanim. Yehuda, Dafka, the Mefarish Cherem Shal Bedek Habayis. In Yehuda, it was Stam Cherem is to Kehanim, unless you explicitly say it's for Bedek Habayis. Ked Yisrael Kaman Meperek Ve'ilu Mutarin. Nadar b'mohi hare ilu kinuyim l'shua. If you make a neder by Moses, these are kinuyim for shua. B'mohi kinuy l'moisha. B'mohi is a nickname for Moshe. So what does Moshe have to do with swearing? Ah, b'shvuais Moshe. And it's a nickname for the oath of Moshe. K'dusav v'yoyal Moshe, and Moses swore. V'hachi isa b'yushalmi. V'haydu kamar nadar b'mohi. What do you mean it's a neder in Mahi? We're talking about kinuim for shvua, v'loi kamar shvusa shkuka b'mahi. That afarish b'gemar b'sat the shmaya, that I'll explain when we get to the Gemara, says the Ran. Now we're going to speak about the machlokes we mentioned on Daf Beis. What are kinuim? Are they foreign languages or are they made up rabbinic terminologies? Says the Gemara Itmar, Kinuyin, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lashon Umaisin. Rabbi Yochanan says they're a foreign language. Accordingly, they would only be effective in the country that that language is spoken. What's the chiddush of that? It would have to be that these are not the most commonly used words. These are invented expressions. V'cheinu Omer, like it says in the Navi, about the Chodesh Bull, Asher Bada Milibai, B'chodesh Asher Bada Milibai. V'tayma mai tekinu rabbanu kinuyim. Why did the rabbis make up expressions? Bishlam, if it's a foreign language, so it's a foreign language. But if it's a Lashon that the Chachamim invented, why did they invent the language? The answer is, they didn't want people saying the word carbon. Deloy lema carbon. So Gemara says, why not? What's wrong with carbon? Velema carbon. Says Gemara, Dilma Amar carbon Lashem. You might say a carbon Tashem. Well, what's wrong with that? That's a nether. Velema carbon Lashem. No, Dilma Amar Lashem, Velema Amar carbon. You might just say Lashem and not finish it off. And it will be like Hashem's name in vain. Vekamapik Shem Shemayim Levatal. Levatala. Says the Ran. Lashon umaisein dekaru karban mahani lishni. In other languages, they are called a karban. In other languages, shabadul hem chachamim shachid shumilim. They invented it. So the says the Ran. We're afraid dilma amar lashem v'loy amar karban. Mishum hachi tiknu kainas. Why? Because if you say kainas, you'll never come to say Hashem's name. The word karban is associated with Hashem's name, karban Lashem. So if you say karban Lashem, you'll come to just say Lashem. But kainach, kainas, these are not associated with Hashem's name, and you won't necessarily come to say Hashem's name. Ki heichet aleima kainas b'lchud. De'ilu amar karban, if you would say karban, amar Lashem, you'll come to say Hashem's name, kalishna dekra, like it says in the Pasuk. And why did they make kinuyim for charamim? The same thing. Chirim is also associated with Hashem's name. Uvecharamim nami afagav de Yehuda loy sagilei bechirim b'chud. Even though in Yehuda, it's chirim alone won't work. Because chirim in Yehuda is not to the Bedek Habayis. Miu imamar chirim hu amar Lashem. We're still afraid that if you say Cherem, you're going to say Hashem's name, Kedachsiv, because there's a pasuk Cherem Lashem. But when you avokiyamar Cherich, kiven the lav lishna the krahu, since it's not a lashna of the pasuk, lo hava amar Lashem, you're not going to come to say Hashem's name. Ella lebedek habayis. Okay, so that's Daf Yud at 9:15. Join us for Yud Amud Beis. You have time now to chazaret, to learn Taisvis, other Rishayim. Okay. Enjoy your time off.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.